Hey guys, guess what? When you price your product, it's not just the math, it's also marketing. What does that mean? Your price is a way to persuade your customers to buy things, to buy your product. So it's not just a number, it's an attitude with a number. Here are some tricks that businesses often use for pricing. They charge less and they win customers. That's trick number one. Charge less and win customers. Sounds like common sense, but believe it or not, a lot of businesses don't have that. Some businesses set such a low price that when they first launch their products, oh my gosh, sneeze for me. Wow. Woo. Golly. I'm not even going to edit that out. We can talk about that when you come back to the rug. When businesses first launch the product, they might set their price at a very low price. They might set their product at a very low price. They don't make a profit at first, right? So, in fact, if they don't make a profit at first, they are in it for the long game. But they do win over their customers from competition. So this is called the penetration pricing, which means it helps businesses either enter the market or get into the market and stay there. The downside of this for your business is that you only have one day. And so this trick number one, charging less, even though you're not going to make an obvious profit immediately, is for the long game. And you only have a business that's worth one day. But it's also a good trick to know. Here's another trick. Look fancy and charge more. Look fancy and charge more, trick number two. Some businesses set a very high price for the goods and services. Remember, a business is not just a good, it could be a service. And to make people believe that they are so good. So think about the products like Lululemon. And since I don't really buy very expensive things, well, I guess I do. I buy some really expensive bikes. And I'm buying it because I think if it's the higher price, it must be the best bike. And that's not always the case, but little pricing tricks of looking fancy and charging more means that they got me. And this is a trick called premium pricing. Premium meaning really like the best. Sometimes though, people think that the more expensive things are, the better they are. So I want you to think about shoes, for example. If you go to a discount shoe place, you'll find some good prices, but you might in your head think that they're not the same quality as something that might be a lot more expensive. I buy Brooks sneakers, and right now, a typical pair of Brooks is $160. And for some reason, I'm okay. I'll spend money on those sneakers because in my head, I think they're better than a cheaper pair. I've done my research and they are better quality, but it's premium pricing trick that also works for me. Here's another trick for pricing. Lose money here, make money there. This is an approach in pricing called loss leader pricing. So this is what happens. A business charges very low price on one product in order to attract the customers into the store. Think of it as like a pretty little flower attracting the bee. But the customer gets in the store and traps them with that really low price because everything around it is a high price. So the business makes its profit that way. Again, that's trick number three. Lose money here, make money there. Loss leader pricing. So for example, you go to a Walmart. You go in there because, let's say, cereal is only a dollar. And as you get to that cereal and you put it in your cart, you look over and maybe shoes are really expensive and you end up buying them. So it's a tactic that businesses use to attract you and pull you in to their market. Here's another trick for pricing. Make one option look too pricey. So businesses typically take a range of products and they only give you one option. And it has a very, very high price. And this makes the cheaper one seems like a really, really great value. It's called decoy pricing. So you have something for $29.99 and then everything around it is $1.99. And so you've made
the $20.99 looks so high that the prices around it look like a great deal. And without understanding, your consumer buys the product. It's like a decoy. So in the world of hunting, a decoy might be a decoy owl or a decoy duck that is supposed to blend in but attract. So this is a really kind of a, I don't think it's an honest trick, but it's a trick and businesses use it all the time. This expensive choice is only there to push the customer to another product. So that's called make one option look too pricey so the others around it look like really, really good deals. All right, that is all we got. We got pricing tricks, charge less, win customers, trick number one. Trick number two, look fancy and charge more. So the fancier you are, then you can add premium pricing to it. Trick number three is lose money here, make money there. Remember that is an approach where you are going to charge a very low price only on one product to attract the customers into your stall or into your store. And then that really, really good, cheap product, everything else ends up being bought, hopefully. And then, of course, you've got the last one, decoy pricing. You're making one option look way too pricey. And then everything around it looks pretty reasonable. All right. Pricing Tricks Podcast number one.